Welcome to the audio introduction for A Ghost in Your Ear, written and directed by Jamie Armitage. Performances run until 14th February, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 30 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are between £15 and £20. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of A Ghost in Your Ear features George Blagden and Jonathan Livingstone. An actor arrives late at a sound studio for a last-minute job that he has yet to see the script for, an audiobook recording of a particularly chilling ghost story. But as the evening progresses, the horror starts to escape the pages of the story and haunt the studio itself. As you enter the studio, you continue down a corridor towards the stage with the seating bank to your left. The seats face the performance space directly. The stage is a recording booth. It is sealed off from the audience by soundproof glass. The set inside is raised. There is a larger room that is the recording booth itself, which is nearer the audience at the front of the stage. The back of the recording booth is also made of soundproof glass. And through that is visible the control room with a sound desk. The character George is the actor in the story. The majority of his time is spent in the actual booth. The character Sid is the sound technician, and most of his time is spent in the control room at the sound desk. In the centre of the actual sound booth is a large recording mic on a stand. The mic is shoulder height and shaped like a human head. It is made of soft grey material. George and Sid are the two main characters. However, there are moments when another presence appears, which is referred to in the storytelling. There are also moments when rope nooses drop from the ceiling. There is an individual one which drops quite early on and is referenced in the narrative. Much later on in the play, a line of nooses drop above the audience's heads.